Second and two from the 21 of Smithville. Or, excuse me, 16 of Smithville. Here's Keeley again over to the right side, short side of the field, and he's brought down by a war party of Smithville Warriors for very little gain. Garrett Steffen was in on the tackle. I don't think he picked up anything there, Butch.
I don't think he did either, Mark. It's going to bring up a third down and a long two or three, let's call it three. The ball's at the 17-yard line of Smithville.
0-0 is the score, just under 6 minutes remaining first quarter. Here's Willard, hands off to Keeley, follows the blocker through, and he's hit from behind, but the hit pushes him forward down to the 15-yard line.
He's going to be about
1 yard there.
It's going to be about a yard short of the first down. It's a fourth and one. As Chillicothe's got a decision to make here, do we kick the field goal or go for it here?
I think you go for it, Butch.
And look, the coaches are right next to us. we're going to go for it.
Keeley will be in the backfield along with Cade Burton. Schaefer flanked tight to the right. Willard hands off to Keeley, and he's got the first down to the 13-yard line. The chains will once again move for the Hornets. Brian Boyd in on the tackle for the Warrior defense.
Got 5:11 to go in the first quarter. There's still no score as we're early in this football game. Chillicothe's got the ball down to the 13-yard line of Smithville.
Cade Burton remains in the ball game, flanked tight to the left. Keeley and Schaefer in the backfield. Schaefer gets it, goes around the left side, sidesteps one defender, but then meets five more defenders. And he is going to pick up maybe 1 yard on that carry. Tackle made by Brian Boyd once again for the Smithville Warriors.
Bring up a second down and nine.
Schaefer, Keeley, and Burton in the backfield. Handoff goes to Keeley. Keeley gets it down to the Smithville Warrior 10-yard line, where the Hornets now will have a third and a long 8 and 7 yards from the 10. Jacob Perez on the tackle.
Third down and eight. 3:57 to go in the first quarter. No score.
John Burke will be wide to the left. Dillon and Schaefer wide to the left as well. Back to pass goes Willard. Throws over the middle. Intercepted at the 3-yard line as it went in and out of the hands of John Burke. Tackled by Walker Graves of the would-be defender Jacob Perez, who intercepted it, and Walker brought him down at the Smithville 10. All right, first turnover of the night. This one comes by the Hornets. Their first of the night, 12th on the season. But really, Butch, no harm there. That's got Warriors pinned back deep in their own end of the field.
Yeah, it'd be nice to get a field goal out of that, but didn't happen. So
Samoncic has two wide receivers to the right on first and 10 from their own 10. Isaac Miller leaps over the line of scrimmage and is brought down by Brett Schaefer at about the 14-yard line, or 13-yard line of Smithville. A gain of three. It'll be second and 7 now for the Warriors at their own 13-yard line. This timeout reminds us to visit Woody's in Chillicothe and get wowed. Garrett Miller wide to the left. Another receiver wide to the right. Miller gets the call again and rumbles forward for a few more yards up to the 17, 18-yard line. Brett Schaefer on the tackle once again. Smith, go ahead, Butch.
This is going to bring up a third down and two.
Smithville is a Missouri Class 4 size school out of the Midland Empire Conference. This is their last year in the Midland Empire Conference. Smithville breaks huddle. They'll have a third down and two at their own 18. Isaac Miller gets a check that. Thompson gets the call. Gets up to the 20, and it's going to be close to a first down for Smithville. Adler Marshall is on the tackle. The referees are not going to bring the chains out. They're going to say he picked up the first down. So it'll be first and 10 for the Warriors at their own 20.
They got a nice spot on that, Mark. I didn't think he got past the 20, but they marked it on the Chillicothe side of the 20-yard line and gave them a first down.
Beck and Miller in the backfield. Two wide receivers to the left for Simonic. Simonic back to pass. Looks quickly over to the west sidelines. It's caught by Thompson. Garrett Thompson catches it near the 25 of Smithville. Adler Marshall was in on the tackle along with Connor Sewell. Smithville's head coach is Jason Ambrosen. He's in his third year at Smithville, having compiled a one-loss record for the Warriors of 23 wins and 6 losses. Prior to becoming the head coach at Smithville, he was at the helm of the Moberly High School Spartans for 14 years, where he had a one-loss record there of 80 wins and 73 losses. And here's Isaac Miller on a carry, a second down and 5 carry, gets him up to the 30-yard line, short of the first down against this Hornet defense by about a yard. Tackle made by Eric Davis from his defensive line position. Referees are going to signal timeout here, Butch.
I'm not sure. Surely they're not going to measure this because the ball. Oh, man, they're going to bring the chains out. I don't know how that one play they could say was a first down, and this one is they're going to have to measure it. It's about
could the referee or the head coach maybe requested it? Can they do that?
I suppose, but.
Well, they're taking their time stretching it here. He's going to be short, Butch. He's going to be short by inches. And while they move the chains back to the sidelines, gives us a chance to go look over this schedule of Smithville this year. Game number one, they beat Pleasant Hill 33-15. Game number two, they beat Kansas City Winnetonka 43-0. Game number three, they beat Savannah 48-18. Game number four, they beat Benton 42-0. Game number five, they beat Lafayette 35-0. Game number six, they beat Bishop LeBlanc 42-7. And last week, they beat Maryville 42-6. Simonic on third and inches, hands off to Back the fullback, and he's got the first down easily and gets into the secondary where he's brought down by Brett Schaefer, the free safety at the Smithville 37-yard line.
His tackle that time by Brett. He wrapped him up and brought him down, but couldn't stop him from making that first down. It was just inches. So
this Smithville Warriors offense is averaging 41 points per game. Right now we've got under 1 minute remaining in the first quarter. It's still 0-0 between Chillicothe and Smithville. Here is the fullback Beck with the carry. Slides off the right guard, crosses the Smithville 40, and is brought down at the Smithville 42-yard line. Short of the first down, Brett Schaefer and Adler Marshall leading the charge for the Hornet defense.
Got about 29 seconds left in this quarter. And it appears to me, well, they're going to have to run a play because there's 15 seconds on the play clock. Got a second down and 6.
Thompson, Garrett Thompson is wide to the left. One back is in the backfield. That's Beck as Miller goes in motion to the left. Simonic is going to go for Isaac Miller down the west sidelines. Incomplete. Adler Marshall did a great job as a linebacker to keep pace with the speedster out of the backfield, the sophomore Isaac Miller.
Yeah, nice job that time by Marshall to stay with Miller, as Miller is a speedster. So now we've got a third down and 5. And with the incomplete pass, it stops the clock, so we've got 3.7 seconds to go in the first quarter, and we have no score. So a big third down play here for both these teams in the first quarter.
Thompson is wide to the left. Simonic has two backs in the backfield. Pitchback goes to Miller. Miller's hit at the line of scrimmage, but he continues to keep his balance and get across the Smithville 45 up to the 46, where he's just a foot or so short of the first down. And that's the end of the first quarter. with the Chillicothe Hornets on the road here in Smithville, taking on the undefeated Warriors. And the score at the end of one quarter is Chillicothe 0, Smithville 0. Let's take a 30. You're listening to Hornets football on KCHI.